I'm going to take you back.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's fire up the DeLorean.
Here
and we're heading
go.
Back.
Remember this one? Now, yeah. This was done by the Cockroaches. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Now, a lot of the team went on to the Wiggles. Well, we've got a member of the Cockroaches, now manager of the Wiggles. We have got Paul Field with us this morning. Good morning,
Hi.
Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Maz.
Bringing back the memories, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Can never get that out of my brain.
Mate, now, you boys, a lot of you guys went for the Sharkies, Cronulla Sharks, did you?
Well, not myself.
No. You did.
Let me be clear.
They eventually did win.
Well, I'm a Westie, as my two brothers in the Cockroaches are, and so we're Para fans, and Anthony moved to Des Moines, so he's adopted the Tigers. But, you know, we did a lot down in the Sharks' way. We did a huge gig called Ronson Rock with the Australian Crawl and the Mentals and God knows what. So, and we played there a lot. That's actually where we first met Kylie. She was dating Jason Donovan at the time, and she came to see the Cockies at Cronulla Workers.
Wow. Is that right? That's wild.
I remember Andrew Eddinghausen, who used
E.T.'s Fishing World.
Yeah. Well, he did something with you boys, and I remember seeing it on TV.
Yeah. Well, of course, the nickname for the New South Wales Rugby League side was the Cockroaches. So we had a couple of photos for Rugby League Week and God knows what. But, yeah, we're kind of Rugby League tragics, but there you go.
Oh.
That's gold.
The memories, mate. And Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Kylie, we eventually filmed a song with her with the Wiggles. God bless her nephew. And
sweet.
So, yeah, we go way back and have done. She's just as good as it gets. She's just such a wonderful person, yeah.
Where do you get more stress from, when you were with the Cockroaches or now manager of the Wiggles?
Well, oh, no, the Wiggles is worldwide. So, yeah, you know, when Michelle Obama, the First Lady, was talking about the Wiggles with Jimmy Fallon, you know you're kind of in next level.
So amazing.
And it's just going, I know with all the changes with the group. Well, it has to.
It's got to evolve. And it evolves, and people are still embracing the Wiggles, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Look, my brother Anthony, I think they'll carry him out in a casket, you know. So it's what he loves. It's his joy. And you know, that's the thing. It evolves. It's now 8 members. It's still fantastic. And the music is so dynamic, you know. So, yeah, it's great.
And apart from that, you've also put another gig together. It's called Live Aid Oz. And you're touring with this as well.
Yeah, we're doing a show, as you mentioned, at the Lakelock Street Theatre. And Maurice Parker, he has put it together. He's the host of the show. It's bigger than Texas. I've got to say, we're going to do 29 songs from Live Aid. There's going to be a lot of video footage. You've been interviewing people from the time. It's just going to blow your brains. I'm so excited about doing it. And we got, you know, Serena Jennings, a full band with some choir, and bigger than Texas is all I can say. But, you know, if you're looking for something just sit back and enjoy, this is the show for you. I'm so looking forward to it.
Paul, do you have memories of when Live Aid happened and kind of changed the music world, didn't it?
Oh, 100% it did. Nothing before had happened like that. You know, there's like 75 artists performed. It was the biggest broadcast. It had like, I think, 1.9 billion with a B viewers across 150 countries. So I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. You know, we'd heard about Woodstock, whereas this was the promise of Woodstock delivered. And, you know, such the greatest artists of the time all got together. You know, and my, you know, 20-something-year-old brain was blown watching it. You know, and so, yeah, just so many great artists, and so much good came from it too, you know.
And Queen was a very memorable part of that concert, wasn't it? With Freddie Mercury. Just massive.
Oh, yeah. And it's interesting because a lot of careers, and they didn't do it for this reason, but Queen was kind of, you know, plateauing at that stage. But, but that performance relaunched them. And so many artists, the same, Eric Clapton. But it was just so exciting. And to this day, we're excited about it. And that's what we want to do with this concert. Just tap back into that excitement, and you'll know every song. You'll love every song. And so looking forward to it. I mean, I was very lucky. I got to meet Bob Geldof the year after Live Aid. The Cockroaches supported Bob Geldof. And funny enough, just in this last year, I met Gary Kemp, who's the writer for Spandau Ballet.
So you, just, know, you know what? It's funny you say that because I watched Celebrity UK Gogglebox and Gary Kemp is on with his son, Roman. and I didn't know that on there. Who's this bloke? This grey-headed fella. And then I Googled it, had a look, and on there, he's from Spandau Ballet.
That's wild.
And you just go, yeah. and a very instrumental person in the music industry in the UK.
Oh, yeah, the lovely bloke. And same with Geldof, like what he did. And he's just a wild Dublin lad, you know. And but, geez, I think that straight-talking, no BS kind of approach worked well. And I remember I walked into – we were supporting him out at Penrith and in the Joan Sutherland Theatre there. And I walked in to the dressing room to say g'day because we played and finished. I thought, oh, say g'day. And he had his back to me and he was going through the notes, I think, for the show. And he said, "Who the F is that?" Right. I said, "Oh, sorry. And he turned around and said, "Oh, no, sorry, no worries, come in, you know." And we had a good chat and laugh and a couple of drinks. And it was a very Bob Geldof experience. And we saw him a couple of times at the Arias and so on. But anyway, yeah, it's like we literally meeting someone from history.
Yeah,
and this show will be bringing that excitement to
it. It sounds amazing.
Just chatting, Paul. This is music history that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and just so many songs from so many of the world's greatest artists of the time. And yeah, I mean, I think joy and music is like a flu. It's contagious. So. Yeah. Yeah, with the band and myself and everyone, Morris, and are so excited about this. And, you know, if you go on to Live Aid, thesongsandstories.com, book your tickets, get in early because we're only doing one for now. And then the idea is once we've done that, next year's the big anniversary, so we'll probably take it elsewhere. So this is your one opportunity. Jump in, bring your mates, and they'll love it.
And, Paul, how many in the band?
A 7-piece band, plus we're going to have some singers, horns, you name it. As I said, it's sufficiently summarized, as I was saying to Morris the other day, mate, this is going to be bigger than Texas.
Oh, this is going to be huge. Yeah, Live Aid, the Songs and Stories, Sunday, July 21 at Laycock Street Theatre. It is going to be huge,
it
mate.
Sounds epic.
We should, as we get closer to the event, have another chat because
definitely.
We'd love to behind the scenes of the Wiggles and what you've done in the music industry in Australia. It would be fantastic to chat again.
Oh, anytime, Patty and Maz. And yeah, hopefully see you at the gig.
Mate, I think it's a date.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Good on you guys.
Thank you, Paul.